Hey guys, well, it is almost 12 o'clock. I wanted to jump on a minute early just to get everybody on. And as you guys are starting to link arms with me right now through Facebook, we are meeting together live here right now. So love you guys so much. And as you're getting on, I'm seeing a few of you. Yeah, come on. As you're getting on, just do a quick shout out. Hello, 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 guys. As you're getting on, just quickly say hi. Give me some thumbs up, some hearts. Let me know who all's on right now. Let's just see. I'm so excited to see you guys today. This is cool. Hello. Hearts are coming. Just write us some messages that you're here. Hi, Sue. Hi, Lorraine. Who else is here joining us right now? Hi, guys. Good to see you. I know we have several of our women of influence that are going to be jumping on. I think there's even some families. Hi, guys. I love the body of Christ. I love our new unique way of meeting with one another. Hey, Rachel, thank you for everything you do. Hearts out for Rachel as she's managing Women of Influence right now. Thank you so much, my love. You worked late into the night last night, so thank you. I love you so much. Jen Ramlett and what she's doing with our empowerment program. As many of you know, we're going to be doing a food drive here on Sunday. I'll give you some information. We just got off the phone with our attorney, and you still, up to my knowledge, are able to drive by and drop off non-perishable foods, canned foods. We will have a bin here at Influence Church from 9 to noon on Sunday for you to drive your car by. We'll take those canned goods right from you. We'll have our gloves on and we'll be prepared, but we still want to be the hands, the heart of the church for our local community, for the Boys and Girls Club. So Jen, thank you for what you're doing, and we're excited. We'll at least be able to wave to each other on Sunday if you're driving food by. So hi, Colleen. Hi, Leanne. Thank you. Wendy's here. Christy's here. Hi, Karen. Good to see you. You're always, hey, just want to shout out, you're so much fun. I love you, girl. Your humor has sustained me through some of this stuff. So I love you and appreciate you. And guys, if you take a moment just right now and share in that little arrow in the corner, maybe people are at home right now with nothing to do. Maybe they're listening to the media and need to be listening to the Word of God. So just really quickly, just shoot out, hey, if you're free right now, join us for prayer and communion. And let's just really get this dialogue going. I'm really, really excited. Hi, Carolyn. Hi, Bobby Joe. Love you guys. Even though we can't see each other, we know our hearts are full and we stand together. We live in unique days. We live in days that we're having to find creative ways to be the body of Christ. And you know what? We are the most innovative. I believe the church is the most innovative, creative thinkers, because God gives us wisdom. God gives us knowledge and insight. He tells us to know the times, to assess the times. And I believe that the church is going to have a rebirth. We are always our best when we have to come through crisis. So I believe, guys, that we're going to see new things. So I want to get started just because I have been in the Word all morning. I don't know about you, but the Word of God is come alive for me. The Bible tells us that it's fresh and it's new every morning, that it's sharper than a two-edged sword, that it goes deep and it penetrates our heart. So I just think this is ironic. Let me share with you. Yesterday, when I brought you a message on the 10 virgins, and I talked about that there were five that had oil in their lamp and there were five that were not prepared and they were running out looking for oil. And I said, during these times, we have to be proactive, not reactive, and to get oil in your lamps. Well, as we were concluding, as you know, if you watch, someone just shouted out and said, hey, can we do communion tomorrow? And I thought that was a great idea. I'm listening. I'm watching. I want us to be the church and women of influence. So I said, yes, I've got my communion table set right here, ready to go. So as I delved this morning into communion, it's so cool because it's the very next chapter. It's actually Matthew 26. So yesterday we did Matthew 25. And you guys, I just love the hand of God. He's been leading us through this whole prayer time. And so as I delved into, I realized in chapter 24 of Matthew, chapter 25, and then into chapter 25, 26, he is giving us parables. He is teaching us how to see what he's getting ready to do. And guys, what's happening right now is he is giving us signs. He's showing us how to test the times. And let me just say this right now. A few weeks ago here at Influence Church, we said that God was doing a new thing, that God was going to do a new work. We're in year 8 here at Influence Church. It's a new year. It's a new decade. It's a new 8 year for us. But listen, what did we think? That he was just going to sprinkle us with super spiritual dust and we were going to have a new beginning? No, God works through refinement. God works through testing. God makes us that diamond in the rough that he wants his church to be. So we shouldn't be taken by surprise. It's the same thing he did in the Old and the New Testament, where we wandered away and he had to bring us back. And sometimes it is through, whether you call it judgment, whether you call it the harsh hand of God, I call it the love of the Father, because he says, you are my children. I will not let you go far. You will self-destruct if I don't bring you back to my heart. So we are in a testing time. I'm telling you what, when I'm in the Word of God, I am at peace. I am at ease. I have this sense of calmness and excitement. And then I flip over to the news media and I get freaked out. I get worrisome and I get fearful. So you have two choices. One, yes, be smart. Listen to our president. Listen to the authorities. Be smart with this virus. I am in the church alone right now, so I don't have to worry about anyone. I'm making sure when I come to this wall that I'm protected. But you guys, I'm not going to stop being the church. I'm not going to stop bringing you messages. And until I'm told that I can't come, I'm going to keep coming to the wall as long as I can, because I believe there's power and there's prayer at this wall. So what I want to talk to you about today is I want to talk to you about communion. And if you have your Bibles, take a moment with me and let's look at chapter 26. And as I mentioned, chapter 24, 25, and into 26 of Matthew, Jesus is teaching the disciples how to be prepared for what's getting ready to happen. He's going to show them that his body and his blood is a picture of communion. His body was broken. His blood was given. But in all these chapters with the parables, if you look with me, it's just amazing. In Matthew 24, it's the parable of the fig tree, and he's showing us that. Then he goes into the parable of the unfaithful and the faithful servant. Which are you? Are you watching? Are you aware? Do you see what I'm doing? Then he goes into Matthew 25, the wise and foolish virgins that we talked about yesterday. Then he goes into the parable of the talents. Are you going to take what he gave you and invest it? Are you going to stick it in the ground and hope everything turns out okay? Guys, let me tell you what, you will not ever shine as bright as you can right now. Two of our neighbors walked up to our house today to ask us what in the world is going on. People are listening. People are looking. They're looking for those who call themselves Christians to say, hey, what do you think? What's going on? We have an opportunity like we've never had before to be the church, to speak the gospel. People are listening. People are looking. And that's exactly what Jesus was showing the disciples in these chapters before communion. Then we find the betrayal of Jesus, the betrayal of Judas, which is very interesting because it's right before communion. It's right before communion. And there will be those who come and try to deceive you. Now listen, be smart and be aware, but there are deceivers out there. There are liars. There are people who are trying to make a mockery of this. And just be wise. Ask Holy Spirit to walk you through this and teach you through this and know how to listen to wisdom through this. And then we get down to Matthew 26, where we find exactly communion that we're going to talk about. And here's what I want you to see. I never saw it before. They were having Passover just like they always did. It was another holiday. It was just another day to celebrate Passover. But Jesus used Passover to teach that this was his time. He sat down with them in communion, and it said they fellowshiped and they ate, and then they broke bread together. And he said, boys, listen to me. Listen to me. My body is getting ready to be broken. My blood is a picture of the redemption of Jesus coming to save you. And he showed them pictures and types and symbols. And if you read the Word of God on a spiritual level, not just an intellectual level, you will begin to see that he is laying out a pattern all through the Bible how to understand communion. His body was broken, and he's sitting there at Passover teaching them this lesson. And he's walking them through it. He says, his body is the bread. His blood is the cup. And this, listen what he says. He's teaching them to watch and observe. That's what he said to them. He said, boys, watch and observe. Listen, he's telling us, watch and observe. Know the times. Don't be afraid. Don't be anxious. Don't be worrisome. You're my children. I'm going to take care of you. And then he takes them, interesting, after he has communion, he takes them into the Garden of Gethsemane. And they're tired. They just had the Lord's Supper. They're taking all this knowledge in. And it says they fell asleep as he went in and he prayed. And then he came out and listen, he said to them, could you not watch with me? Could you not tarry with me? And I'm telling you what, listen to me, church, we've got to watch. We've got to tarry. We've got to wait. We've got to pray. He is doing a new thing. It is March 20th, 2020. He is working. He is moving. He is shifting. His church is rising up. Never before have we seen platforms on social media like we see now. Churches are standing unified. We have all kinds of opportunities out there. Listen, our team has worked around the clock. I want to say thank you to Pastor Erica and Pastor Nate and to our whole staff. They have not stopped. If you have your phone, I want you to make sure that you're on the Influence Church app. We literally have something for you every single day, new content coming for children and students. Pastor Phil's bringing updates. I'm bringing messages. And listen, right now there's all kinds of things for you to listen to, but this is your church. And I'm going to ask you to support your church. I'm going to ask you to share these platforms. We're working really hard to be the church for you and bring you good content and content that's biblically based. So share this. And that's what's happening right now. The world is looking to social media for answers. And you can be that answer like you've never had a voice before. Listen, friend, you can rise up right now with your platform of social media and you can be sharing the gospel. The Bible is really clear that he says to him, listen, in 26:14, he says, watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I'm going to be full disclosure. I was so fired up with the gospel last night. I'm reading the word of God. Phil and I are talking. And then we popped on to what President Trump was saying. And it led me to one social feed and another social feed. And before I felt long, I went to bed and I said to Phil, I don't know. What do you think? Are we going to make it through? What's going on? Do you see how quickly my mind shifted to the temptation of fear? Do you see how quickly laying in bed in the darkness of the soul, I thought, what's happening? Questioning God and questioning everything. That's how quickly. That's why Jesus said, watch, be careful. Don't enter into the temptation of fear. Make your mind solid on the Word of God. Go to bed and pray together. Go to bed reading the Word of God. Let the Holy Spirit sustain you through the night. That's exactly what God wants to do. And then if you have a cross reference in your Bible, you can flip right over to 1 Corinthians 10. And this is when Paul is walking us through the Lord's Supper. And he's teaching us about the body. Now listen, we are the church. We are Influence Church. We are Women of Influence. We are the church, whether you are part of Influence Church or not. Many of you are watching that are my friends from other churches that we've pastored and friends from our community. We're the church. If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are the church. And in 1 Corinthians 10, Paul is walking them through and he's talking about we are the body. We are the bride of Christ. And he says to them, he gives them all these Old Testament examples. And then he says to them, stand and take heed. Verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you except that is common to every man. Listen, everyone is tempted. But then he says, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with that temptation, he will bring a way of escape. Now listen to me, I'm telling you, I'm fired up. Don't ever say you can't get out of this temptation of fear. God promises us that he will give you a way of escape. The way is the word of God. The way is prayer. So we're going to enter into prayer and then we're going to take communion together. But my challenge to you is don't sit in fear. Don't sit crippled in fear. Take communion. Get on your knees in prayer. Read the word of God. You're going to come out stronger. The church is going to, I believe this is a revival that's shaking the church of our Lord Jesus Christ in a day like we've never seen before. Churches have prayed for revival. Why are we surprised that we have to be shifted and sifted and stirred? Holy Spirit is waking up his church. He's waking up his bride. He's preparing us. So guys, stand strong, stay in the word, be positive on social media, give words of encouragement to one another. When we're down, lift us up. That's what the church is for. So I want to take you into prayer, and then we're going to go into communion. Holy, holy, holy Father, as I sit at this wall, as I am right here with all these thousands of prayer requests at the influence wall, I'm reminded of my brothers and sisters in Israel at the Wailing Wall. We stand united with the world in prayer. The church prays, oh, holy Father, as you shift us and as you shake us, would we wake up? Help us to be stronger. God, you are solidifying us as the church. You're giving us a backbone to stand strong. And God, in a moment where we would want to be fearful and question and uncertainty, God, wake us up as the church. Make us strong. Make us bold. Make us bold through the platforms of social media when we don't have a voice in our community. Many of us are in quarantine. We're staying home. God, give us strength with our families. Give us joy. May we find the little things in life to enjoy. Would we get our house in order? Would we laugh and cook and exercise and read and pray? Would we be the family, both in our homes and in our church that you've called us to be? God, it shouldn't surprise us if we look through history. That's when you wake up your churches through trial. So God, we receive this time and we are good stewards of the time. We will have oil in our lamp. God, we will not bury our talent. We will stand strong. In Jesus' name, we continue to pray over our government, over our president, over our country, over our cities and our counties and our states. We pray for our governors and all of our civic leaders in Jesus' name. Give them the mind of Christ. God, let them stand as men and women of God. God, let them see things they don't even see. As I read in the Old Testament, God, often you would rise up leaders and give them discernment that they didn't even have on their own because it came from you. Help them to make the right decisions, that we would not be a government that would be run by fear, but Father, by faith in Jesus' name. So God, would you just stir? Would you work? Would you give us that wisdom in Jesus' name? And God, I pray for your church. I pray in Jesus' name that we would rise up with inventions and ideas and patents and God, that we would, there would be all kinds of, I just think right now, businesses that would start. God, that you would give us the cure for this disease and this vaccine. Would it come from your church? God, would you just do a work where you would make your church strong? God, I pray for our economy. God, we are struggling right now as an economy, but God, often you take everything away so that you can give it back, so you can make it new and fresh, so you would get the glory and the honor. God, we release everything that we have done and we give it to you. We bow at the feet of Jesus right now. We give you everything, God. And we know that, God, what seems dead can be resurrected on the third day. What seems dead can be resurrected on the third day. And God, as we stand right now as Influence Church and as Women of Influence, we stand unified. We are praying. God, I'm just going to ask right now, every woman, every man, every person in your own home, would you begin to pray? Would you just pray out with me over your home? Would you pray out with me over your family? Would you pray out with me over our government, our president, over this disease? You pray. You learn to pray. You learn. And it's our corporate prayers, a church, God, we rise up as the church of God, and we stand strong, and we say we will not be timid in this time. We would not fall to temptation in this time. God, is even though we are separated, even though we are not together, we're in isolation, God, you're rising us up, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name. I thank you for this cure that they may have. We pray that it would prove successful. God, we pray for all the things that we need, like we need masks, or we pray for our health workers that they'd be safe in Jesus' name. My mind just right now goes to Michael Ketter, who's in our own house, and to all of our nurses and our doctors in our own house, God, who are in the hospital working. We pray, Jesus, to protect them, to put them in a holy bubble of protection, all of those workers in Jesus' name. God, we pray that you would protect, those who are leading spiritually, that you would give them protection, that the enemy would not be able to come against us, any of us that are giving life, that he is a liar and the truth is not in him. The enemy is a liar, so we just pray protection over us in Jesus' name. And Father, now as we enter into communion, help us to understand what you're doing. Help us to go back into the Word of God and to see all the lessons from the Word of God that you were preparing the disciples before communion, that you were showing them that your body would be broken and that your blood would be given for our salvation. So we receive the salvation of Jesus Christ. We confess that you are Lord. We believe in our heart that you came, Jesus, and that you were risen on the third day. You are God. And so, Father, as we take communion, I pray right now that there be a holy hush. There would be a holy hush over homes and over hearts, over our country and over our cities and over our government, a holy hush, a moment right now, God, as we taking. And Father, right now, as I take this communion, I take this bread, and you tell us in the word of God in Matthew and in 1 Corinthians that the body was broken. Your body was broken for us, Father. We thank you in Jesus' name that you went to Calvary for us. You went to the cross for us. You allowed your body to be broken because, Father, you had to die for the redemption of our sin. And so I, for all of you that are taking communion with me right now, I just pray that you would take this bread as a picture. And even as you break it right now, I'm going to ask that you break it apart. It was you who broke the body. It was your sin who broke the body of Christ. And I pray where he says, Jesus says, take and eat, that you would take it. And he says, as often as you do this, remember me. Remember me. So Holy Spirit, right now, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that Jesus came. His body was broken. And he says, remember me. So we remember you. We have our eyes upon you, Jesus. You are seated at the right hand of God the Father. None of this takes you by surprise. You knew before time exactly what would happen on March 20th, 2020, that your church would rise up. So we lift you up, Jesus. We thank you for your broken body. We thank you for the bread that was given, the atonement on the cross for us in Jesus' name. And then he says that he took the cup and he sat with the disciples and he said, guys, listen, it's not enough that my body is broken, but you have to understand that the blood is the redemption. It was the blood of Jesus. So as we take this cup right now, we take it knowing that it was the blood that cleansed us. All the way back to the Old Testament, he taught that there had to be shedding. There had to be shedding of the blood. So I'm going to just right now invite you to take this cup. I'm going to invite you to take this cup right now and to drink with me in Jesus' name. Okay. I got to show you this. This is just too crazy. Stay with me. I don't know how many of you are on, but there is a UPS guy here at the church. And maybe I'm supposed to answer. Hi. Thank you.
Can I get your last name?
Hudson Pillar. Thank you. Have a good day. Hey, business goes on. I have a package. I'm going to wash my hands. I don't know what this package is. See, we still do life. How crazy. All right. This would be the one package that if I didn't answer, somebody needed. So this hand's getting ready to get washed. All right. Hey, guys, listen, as we take communion, I'm really serious here. Every time you take communion, begin to understand that it is the blood and the body of Jesus Christ that protects you, that saves you, that anoints you, that gives you wisdom and understanding and revelation. And I don't know if you can see behind me, but I brought this little plaque here, and it's actually the Lord's Supper and the Lord's Prayer. And so what I want to do right now is I'm going to ask, as you're joining me right now, that we would end in praying the Lord's Prayer together, because it was a beautiful prayer that Jesus prayed in the garden. It was actually after he'd taken communion with the disciples, and this is just a beautiful prayer that many of us pray, but maybe now it'll take on a new meaning that you're beginning to take the Lord's Supper. And I want to encourage you, you might want to take the Lord's Supper daily. You may want to enter into a fast. You may want to have a certain hour that you're praying. But this is a time that God is truly refining his church, loving his bride, and bringing out the best in all of us. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Guys, I'm telling you what, God's working. God's working. Don't get overwhelmed and fearful. That's allowing the enemy to take place in your life. Stand strong and victorious. Read the Word of God and get ready for a fresh anointing like we've never, ever had before. So guys, again, I want to encourage you. I'm going to look at a few responses right now, but I want to encourage you, please, please, please go to Influence Church and download the app on your phone. It's the two eyes next to each other. And every day we're giving you content. And would you be the church with us? Would you share, whether it's children's or youth? You need the humor of Pastor Drew. Actually, tonight at 8 o'clock, we're going to have a worship night that I know Pastor Drew and Whitney and I believe Melody and some of our worship team at 8 o'clock on the app. You're going to be able to worship, but we're the church. Stay strong as the church. We're still ministering to our community and we're still ministering to you. In this moment of separation, we're still ministering. So download the app and you'll see words from Pastor Phil and all of our ministries. And please share that with one another. I miss you guys so much. And I get to keep up with you on social media. But we're going to come together as a church stronger than ever. And there's great things God's doing. So I love you. I'll be back at the wall again tomorrow on Saturday. And then on Sunday, I won't be here because we'll be doing Influence Church Live. So you'll join us on that, but then we'll be back Monday. So I'm going to do Monday through Saturday at the wall. I know a few of you have sent me prayer requests, and I'm going to write those right now when we're done. I'm going to put them in the wall. So I just want to see if there's anything here. Thank you guys so much. So Christine's on and Lorraine's on, Carla Ann's on, Leanne, Diane, Colleen, Naomi. So many of you guys, this is so good. God's doing something with Women of Influence and I love you guys so much. Just get prepared, stay strong, limit your time listening to the media and make sure you're spending time in the Word. I love you guys so much. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow at noon. If you have any suggestions of our time of prayer and Bible study together, shoot me an email or a text. I'd love your thoughts. I love you. Thanks for the hearts. Thanks for the hearts. Gosh, I always hate to say goodbye. But till tomorrow, I love you guys so much. Have a good day, a blessed day. Get some exercise and tell somebody you love them. I'll see you tomorrow.